He wants to touch you tonight. If you let go of that blanket, He can touch you. If you let go of that false covering to hide you, He can touch you. You are someone who tried to hide. You tried to hide because you thought something was wrong with you, and that was the lie. Holy Spirit, just increase the anointing in this place so some of these people can bring these blankets down. Some of them had them for so long thinking something was really wrong with them. And it's that blanket, it's that hide in place that tried to destroy you. If you're hidden in the enemy's lies, you can't have that one-on-one with God that you've longed for. Let them go. Take that blanket down. Command that spirit to leave.
And I close my eyes, ashamed, I'm feeling nothing. And I pray, heal these eyes, heal this heart, heal my mind. Brother,
let Him touch you tonight. You bought lies, He'll never touch me. He'll touch everybody else, but not me. This is because you put that blanket on. You took that false covering. You took that wall, and you hid behind it because you wanted to be hidden. You wanted to be hidden from a critical mother, a critical father, a boyfriend who made fun of you. You wanted to be hidden because you just felt so evil and wicked. And you put a devil right there to stop God from touching you. God says, pull him out of the way. Pull him down. Put him under your feet. Tell me he has no authority. Walk to the Lord. Walk to him in your spirit, man. See yourself embracing your Lord, your King, your Jesus. Woo! Under that blanket, there was all this goo and garbage and feeling that God never loved you. You were the exception. He didn't die for you. He couldn't love you. But you took the spirit of his obscurity. You took it. You wanted to be hidden. It's a counterfeit of being hidden in Christ. It's a counterfeit of knowing who you are in Christ. It's a counterfeit of loving the one who created you and loving that he created you. You bought the lie. Renounce the lie. Let it go. Let it go. Know that he wants to break through and touch you. Get rid of the lie in your head that's not for you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. It's a lie from the pit of hell. He died for everyone in this room. He died to set everyone in this room free. You choose who you will be hidden in. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Set people free, Lord. Set them free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we sit here and we thank you, Lord, for what you gave Marion, Lord. We thank you what you gave Leslie. We thank you, Lord, for your children working, Lord, by your Holy Spirit to find you, to have a breakthrough with you, Lord. God, I thank you for revelation that's just going to begin to break forth in these people as they begin to see that they do not need to stay hidden in darkness. They do not have to have a blanket of gloom over them, that their noonday can come. The sun of righteousness can shine in them, Lord, that they can hear you and see you and walk with you and taste of you and experience you when they become hidden in you and not hidden by the lie of the enemy. Lord, forgive us for wanting to be hidden as if you created us unworthy. Satan, you're a liar. Forgive anyone who you feel put you in that hiding place, anyone who criticized you, anyone who yelled at you, anyone who made fun of you, anyone who put fear in you. Just forgive them. Release them. Let go of it. And let God, ask God to forgive you for being bitter against him and how he created you. Ask him to forgive you for taking in counterfeits to try to like yourself. Break the power of foolishness. Break the power of being silly or being foolish to be seen. Ask God to break the power of that thing, that you don't need that to draw attention to yourself. But that you want to have the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength, not the foolishness of the enemy, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. Tonight, Lord, we just come before you and we ask for the joy of the Lord. We break the power of foolishness. We put away childish things. We break the power of silly. We break the power of the enemy where he would cause people not to hear what we have to say. We thank you, Lord, that we can have joy, unspeakable and full of glory. We thank you that as we become as a child, we enter your kingdom, as we trust you and have faith and have freedom and liberty. But Lord, anything of the enemy to counterfeit that, we break its power right now in the name of Jesus. We break its power right now in the name of Jesus. We break its power. Any childish mannerisms, I'm seeing just some people where they're just dancing. That isn't of the Holy Ghost. It's like a little kid just dancing to get attention. You know, we just bring healing now to that little kid. That when we dance, Lord, it'll be for your glory and people will see you. And we just break the power of anything that we've taken on to be seen, anything we've taken on to be noticed. Some of you took on things to be seen because you were hidden. You were hidden, you felt rejected, unloved, and as if you couldn't do what other people could do. So then you took on something to be seen. And with many of it was a foolish spirit, a silly spirit that would make people mock and laugh at you, but also at God. We just break the power of it right now, Lord. Let our dancing be unto you. Let it glorify you. Let the signs of wonder manifest in our life, Lord, be for your glory and your purposes. Set us free from anything we took on to come out from under that false covering, that hiddenness in the enemy, that doom and heaviness and depression. We break the power of that, and we break the power of any counterfeit coping mechanisms we took on to feel like we had joy, to feel like we could be seen. We break the power of it right now in Jesus' name. We break the power of it, Lord, that everything we do would glorify you, that we wouldn't need to do it to try to feel better about ourselves. We break the power of that right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We break the power of the fear of being foolish. There's some of you in here that you fear looking foolish. Therefore, you can't move into the liberty of Christ that's real. God will take the foolish things to confound the wise. God will take the things that the world think, nobody would do that. Why would you do that? And God will use you in that. He'll move in that because he is doing major warfare through that. He is stopping what Satan has planned in people's lives. And you have just enough humility and brokenness before God. And you have such a freedom from being self-conscious. See, you cannot move into the true foolish things for the purposes of the kingdom if you're self-conscious. But you could take on a counterfeit to look spiritual, even though you're very self-conscious. And so we want God to clean all that up, to bring healing in all those areas. Take some of us deeper in it and reveal it to us. God, we thank you for what you're doing tonight. Lord, you are so faithful. Lord, you are so faithful. We just praise you. We just praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We just give you praise and glory. We thank you for the anointing on Karen's life as she sang that, Lord. God, we thank you for a place where we can come, because you've done such a work in each of our hearts, Lord, where the power of God is here and the love of God is here. I thank you that the truth has been spoken tonight in love. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against your people is going to prosper, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that we're going to watch miracles happen in a powerful way. And God, you have such powerful miracles that you're going to bring forth in this place. And I thank you, Lord, for the authority that these people are going to have over the enemy and to help others. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to really bring forth some powerful people who understand how you've set them free. We just give you praise and glory for what you're doing. We thank you. What a privilege, Lord, to be able to serve one another. What a privilege, Lord. Thank you, God, for tearing down our haughtiness and destroying our jealousy, and causing us to be your children, causing us to be one in you. We just thank you for that, God. We thank you for those people, Lord. God, we pray for those who fight mental retardation and mental illness and brain damage. God, we come together in the power of prayer and we fight for them, Lord. We fight for their freedom. We know, Lord, that's a powerful stronghold, a powerful strong man holding them. But God, we believe you are greater. We know you are greater. We come in agreement with these mothers who are praying. We come in agreement with the fathers who are praying. We come in agreement with the spouses who are praying. We come in agreement against these attacks. We thank you, Lord, that you are mighty and powerful. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to see miracles. We're going to see miracles. You're bringing people here who are hurting, who are bound with these spirits, God, because you want to set them free. We thank you for them. We thank you for everything you've done for them. We thank you for everything they are in you. And we break the power of any condemnation Satan would bring on anyone. Lord, just let your power just fall in this place. Just refresh us too, Lord. Give us all direction, Lord. Let us know what you want us to do. Father, bring revelation to some of these people about ADD. Bring revelation that they'll get up here and share that will totally set people free. Lord, you have so much you want to break people through so that there'll be a testimony. They'll overcome by the word of their testimony and the awesome blood of the Lamb. We thank you for what you're going to do, God, for people who've been so bound by the enemy, so hurt by the enemy. Take us deeper in you, Lord, deeper in you. Give us your power for your glory. We want to be in you. We want to be lost in you, Lord. We want to be found in you. We want to be in you every which way. We want to lose self-consciousness and be found Christ-centered. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you. If you did not get a breakthrough tonight, do not sit there and think, well, that it's never going to work for me. That's a lie from the devil. You realize you are just now starting an adventure to go after this foul spirit to get free. And some of you, you wouldn't think you had a foul spirit because you've got so many other ways you come forth and shine. But if you've got something where you try to be hidden, a lot of your shining and stuff you maybe took on even to overcompensate for feeling inside like you need to be hidden. We need to break through all those things. We're just really going to go after this bitterness and this foul spirit. If God takes us deeper in it, or he may take you individually, I don't know what we'll be doing next week. We'll just do what God wants us to do.